USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Salman Rushdie is still in the hospital after a stabbing attack at an event in western New York. The 75-year-old author suffered a damaged liver and severed nerves in an arm and an eye that he's likely to lose. He remains on a ventilator and unable to speak, according to his agent last night. Rushdie's attacker, Hadi Matar, was due in court today to face attempted murder and assault charges. Rushdie has been the target of death threats for more than three decades for his novel, The Satanic Verses. House Republicans are standing by former President Donald Trump after a search warrant on Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate was unsealed. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia called what happened a political persecution of the former president, accusing Attorney General Merrick Garland of abusing his power. Trump has not been charged with a crime, but the Justice Department in the warrant suspected he violated the Espionage Act. This is USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veteran Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Russian forces pounded residential areas across Ukraine overnight as Ukrainian forces mounted a counteroffensive in hopes of taking back an occupied southern region. A Russian rocket attack on the city that is home to Ukrainian forces in the east killed three people and wounded 13 others Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claims it's taken control of a village on the outskirts of the city of Donetsk. The Kremlin, with the help of its forces and rebels they backed, is seeking to seize Ukrainian-held areas north and west of that city to expand the separatist self-proclaimed Republic. The drought is so bad in Italy right now that Lake Garda is near its lowest level ever recorded. Swaths of previously underwater rocks in the country's largest lake are now exposed. Tourists flocking to the area for the start of a key summer-long weekend found a vastly different landscape than in previous years. Northern Italy hasn't seen significant rainfall for months, and snowfall this year was down 70%. Many European countries are enduring droughts right now. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Golden State is coming up with new proposals to address its water issues. From Los Angeles, here's USA Radio's Ellie Andrews.
California will be investing tens of billions of dollars in water recycling, storage, and desalinization over the next two decades to shore up its supply as the state gets drier and hotter. That's according to Governor Gavin Newsom.
I'm proud of that work. I'm proud of the legislative efforts that have provided us, as was noted. Some $8 billion. We didn't go ask you to borrow debt. We're not asking you to pay high interest rates. We're using the surplus to actualize, not just promote.
It comes as drought continues to grip the U.S. West and the state prepares to lose 10% of its water supply by 2040. For the USA Radio News, Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Replacing voting machines in Louisiana is not a question. They're badly outdated and do not produce paper ballots. How to address the issue has been a long-running drama. The uncertainty of what to do about the old machines is playing out against the backdrop of attacks on the integrity of elections, fueled by unfounded allegations from former President Trump that the 2020 election was stolen from him. The Associated Press reports that state officials have been trying to replace the machines for at least 4 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.